records and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Today on The Vinyl Experience.
I'd like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan.
It's the Bob Dylan Birthday Celebrity Roast.
I'm just chilling like Bob Dylan.
On the dais, some unlikely interpreters of Dylan's song craft from all walks of the entertainment world.
In the jangle morning, I'll come following you.
A few more that were inspired by him.
I started growing Bob Dylan's beard.
And right now, a bunch that are specifically about him. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Here she comes again, the same old painted lady.
vinyl experience with songs about Bob Dylan, that one by David Bowie, and this next one, originally written by Bob's singing and romantic partner Joan Baez, but covered here by, of all bands, Judas Priest? Oh, wait a minute, Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. I get it.
Maxwell Taylor'd. I've been John O'Hara'd, McNamara'd. I've been Rolling Stone and Beatle till I'm blind. I've been Ayn Rand'd, nearly branded a communist, cause I'm left-handed. That's the hand to use. Well, never mind. I've been Phil Spector'd, resurrected. I've been Lou Adler, Barry Sadler. Well, I paid all the dues I want to pay. And I learned the truth from Lenny Bruce. And all of my wealth won't buy me help. So I smoke a pint of tea a day. I'm no man's brain to smile. You couldn't think of nothing at all. Not the same as you and me. It doesn't take poetry. He's so unhip when you say Dylan. He thinks you're talking about Dylan Thomas, whoever he was. The man ain't got no culture. But it's all right, Ma. Everybody must get boned. I've been Mick Jagger, been Silver Dagger. Andy Warhol, won't you please come home? I've been mother, father, aunt and uncle, been Roy Halliard and Art Garfunkel. I just discovered somebody's tapping the phone. Folk rock.
The Vinyl Experience, the Bob Dylan Celebrity Roast, with songs about or inspired by him. Now, Paul Simon offered the first ever Dylan impression on the Simon and Garfunkel tune A Simple Desultory Philippic, and Judas Priest covered Joan Baez's account of her romance with Dylan in Diamonds and Rust. Now, of course, Paul Simon and Dylan are great friends. They have toured together. Dylan was also pals with John Lennon, who referenced his song Ballad of a Thin Man in the Beatles tune Your Blues. John called Dylan by his real name in his iconoclastic song, God. And he took a swipe at Bob's born-again hit, Gotta Serve Somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
With this unfinished demo called Serve Yourself.
Christ, well, that's great, and he's the only one. You say you just found Buddha, and he's sitting on his ass in the sun. You say you found Mohammed kneeling and on a bloody carpet facing the east. You say you found Krishna with a bald head dancing in the street. Well, Christ, lie, you're going out, you're bleeding gear. You gotta save yourself. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you. That's right, lie, you better get that straight to your Mohammed. You gotta save yourself, you know that better. Who the hell else is gonna do it for you? It ain't me, kid, I tell you that. Well, you may believe in Jesus, and you may believe in Marx, and you may believe in Marx and Spencer, and you may believe in bloody Woolworths, but there's something missing in this whole bloody stew.
Some birthday punches for Bob on the Vinyl Experience. Hey, The Simpsons cracked wise about Dylan's religious phases.
The Talbot Report with Chloe Talbot. Tonight, Chloe interviews Bob Dylan.
So, Bob, what religion are you converting to now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Hold it free. You won't sit all bad against our world. There's no more. Shalom.
Well, in the end, it's all with affection for our honoree, the Bard of Hibbing, Minnesota, who celebrates a big birthday. And up next, Bob Dylan inspires punk and post-punk.
I was in love with Bobby Dylan.
Also, some Golden Throats warble the strangest Dylan covers you've ever heard.
The unthought vice guns are lying, Devin.
Right now, what did Dylan think by Bob Dylan? That's his grandma over there.
Every rock generation since Bob Dylan has grown up with him. Generation X, remember, on Ready, Steady, Go.
Ready, Steady, Go. Ready, Steady, Go.
Because I'm in love with Kathy McGowan. Wow, 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 she said.
Final Experience, Bobby's All Right, T-Rex, and Generation X salute Dylan as we celebrate the icon's 70th birthday next week. Now, the Gaslight Anthem aren't just under Springsteen's spell. Here is an early Brian Fallon song that borrows lines from Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues to tell the story of Angry Johnny and the Radio.
Don't think twice, I still believe that John, we live those nights. Like we were dying on the long haul drives for Armoria with the ragged sails high and the radio on. No.
Spotlight Anthem from Sink or Swim on The Vinyl Experience.
Right here, right now.
Right now, some legendary show business names take a stab at Bob's songs as the Bob Dylan Celebrity Roast continues in German.
Wie viele Straßen auf dieser Welt sind Straßen voll Tränen und Leid? Wie viele Meere auf dieser Welt sind Meere der Traurigkeit? Wie viele Mütter sind lang schon allein und warten noch heut? Die Antwort, mein Freund, weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort weiß ganz allein der Wind.
That really is Marlene Dietrich singing Blowing in the Wind in German. Actor Sebastian Cabot used the King's English to intone Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. You threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now, you don't talk so loud. How are you? You don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
And William Shatner beamed. Mr. Tambourine Man to the far out reaches of the galaxy.
Take me on a trip. On your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes, too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it.
We'll never know what possessed Kojak star Telly Savalas to warble I Shall Be Released.
They say everything can be replaced, yet every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west unto the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released.
Thankfully, Sting, with Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton, were up to the task on the Secret Policeman's Ball.
This is not me.
We're far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll. We ducked inside the door with thunder crashing as majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom crashing. Yeah, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on their unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night, we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Well, in the city's mounted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden here while the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the tolling for the rebel, yeah, tolling for the rain, tolling for the luckless, the abandoned and forsaken, yeah, tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Tolling for the searching ones on this speechless seeking trail. For the lonesome hearted lovers with two personal tales. And for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. Yeah, we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Trapped by an old track of ours, fully hanged, suspended. As we listen one last time, and we're watched with one last look, spilled bomb and swallowed is the tolling ended. Yeah, tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed. For the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse. And for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Bruce and Sting, Sing It For Real, as the Bob Dylan Celebrity Roast continues.
All right, I don't want to bring anybody down or ruin the so-called groovy vibes, but I have an important message here. I got a weather communique from the Weather Bureau. You know, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
The first time that I heard Bob Dylan, I was in the car with my mother. We were listening to, I think, maybe WMCA, and on came that snare shot that sounded like somebody kicked open the door to your mind from Like a Rolling Stone. And my mother, who was, she was no stiff with rock and roll. She liked the music, she listened. She sat there for a minute and she looked at me and she said, "That guy can't sing."
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie, the infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artist who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering, but here's someone who'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House, Box 70K, South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House, Box 70. Do it today.
National Lampoon, featuring Christopher Guest and Chevy Chase. Let's keep chillin' with Dylan and the act that sampled whole chunks of his songs. It's the Beastie Boys on the Vinyl Experience.
I stay up all night. I go to sleep watching Dragnet. Never sleep alone because Jimmy is the magnet. I'm so rope. They call me Mr. Robo when the troubles arise. You know I'm the cool cobra.
What the fuck you gonna do? It's just two wheels and me, the wind in my eyes. The engine is the music in my nose by my side. Cause you know what?
knows you're getting fancy gifts from expensive men. You're a dog on a leash like a pig in a pen. Mothership connection, getting girls' affection. If your life needs correction, don't follow my direction. You got your 8x10, your agent, your Harley. You be driving around Hollywood, yo. Sorry, Charlie, cause I'm running things like some Mac motherfucker. You be slipping and slapping a thing, but you're a false fake sucker. You slip, you slap, you clap me and you laugh while I'm reading on the road by my man, Jack Kerouac. Poetry in motion, coconut lotion. Had to diss the girl because she got too emotional.
Jesus would never forgive what you do. to ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Oh, I think you will find when your death takes its toll. All the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die. Your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch as you lower into your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
The Vinyl Experience. In 1992, Pearl Jam were the young lions ready to carry the Dylan torch to the next generation. Eddie and Mike McCready perform Masters of War at the Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert in Madison Square Garden. Now, nearly a generation later, Mumford & Sons performed with Bob, and Mumford's keyboardist Ben Lovett shared with us his Dylan Virgin Vinyl Experience.
Well, I think the best way to know which vinyl means the most is which stays on the top of the pile. The one record that whoever comes over to my house just sees sitting next to the vinyl player is Blonde on Blonde by Dylan. And yeah, it's been played the most, and it is a brilliant piece of art in itself. And I think I kind of picked it up in a thrift store in London maybe 15 years ago. Probably my first vinyl that I bought, because it's one of those vinyls that everyone must own, you know. But it stays in the top, and I love Just Like a Woman off that record, and especially on vinyl. Sounds great.
Ben Lovett from Mumford & Sons. You gotta guess that being an icon to each succeeding generation of music makers right up to the present has been a kind of youth serum for Bob Dylan. Or maybe it's the exercise he gets on the never-ending tour. As our Bob Dylan celebrity roast comes to a close, it's time for the honoree to take the podium with the song that says it all.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay for every young. We'll be right back.
That's the Vinyl Experience. Please like the Vinyl Experience radio show on Facebook. If, like Lucky Wilbury, you are a tweeter in the Monkey Man, well, share today's killer cut on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.
Mr. T-